welcome to this roundtable. And here with me again is Pastor Ralston, Pastor Evans, and myself, Pastor Johnson. We just want you folks out there to know that we love you enough to make this effort every time to bring this information to you. It's not going to do us any good to sit here and talk about this if we can't bring it to the world and have people hear it and help them understand what's happening in these last days that we live in. We're called, especially myself, to do that. And I want you to know that this information is there for you. There for you to think about, there for you to pray about, and there for you to feed on, so to speak, that you might grow in the strength and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, let's get on with this roundtable. I want to tell you, there is a new vaccine out that I have been hitting on the radio program for some time that supposedly vaccinates against cervical cancer in young women. It's been widely advertised and promoted. Recently, there's been 16 deaths linked to the Gardasil vaccine, and that has sent Big Pharma and our government agencies into the damage control mode. I have been preaching for years the danger of taking these vaccines, including flu vaccines, that can contain mercury, lead, aluminum, formaldehyde, microorganisms, if you know what that is, that means bugs, and other toxic additives. Do I have a comment from one of you brethren? Pastor Evans.
Yes, it seems to be sad. I realize they're trying to help people, but by doing the things that they're doing, they're also trying to make lots of money. And when money becomes the number one project, and lives become second or third, and they're willing to jeopardize lives to make money, it becomes very, very sad. They found out now that autism is because of vaccines that they give. When they used to give them one at a time, it didn't seem to form this. But now that they're giving to them all at one time, we're seeing a rise with children that have something that they don't need to have.
Yes, that's very true, and we're seeing this more and more. And what it's really boiling down to, my brother, is that it is no longer to help people, even though that's kind of maybe a 7th or 20th very goal of the pharmacies, but it's all about money right now. It's making money. And they're producing these vaccines in such a way that I believe it's making them more money. I believe the vaccines themselves are causing problems, and they need to develop vaccines against the problems that the vaccines cause. You really need to be very careful about these vaccines. You need to think about it before you do it. And if you do decide to do it, you better pray over it before they put that stuff in you. Pastor Ralston.
Yeah, I like what Pastor Evans said. One of the true facts about the devil is he's a merchandiser of your soul. This whole thing is about deception. Well, that's the devil's trick. The more he can just fill you up with deception, eventually, if you don't hear the truth, you will buy the deception and end up doing things that are harmful to your body. So that's why this program is very important, that we bring forth the truth to combat all the false that you're hearing.
To hear some of the radio programs, radio talk shows, hosts talk, you would think that I was being labeled a heretic, I'm crazy, and that you guys are crazy because we believe these vaccines are dangerous to people's health. And I can tell you the truth that there are other ways to do it. If you would look at it, there are other ways that you can keep yourself healthy without taking these kind of things. Our problems today, brother, more I'm thinking about this, one of our problems today is how we live our lives. How we eat, our habits, even our sins are destroying our health. And it's done not only naturally, as in food, but spiritually. Would either one of you have a comment? Pastor Evans.
This is so true. If we read our Bible, study it, find out what God has to say, and be careful about these things that they're telling us, because they're not all truth. We've seen so many of the number one medications, all at once become a number one killer. And they pull it off the shelf. They won't let people have it. Well, this has all supposed to have been checked out way before they sold the first one. How is this slipping through? They found out now that a lot of your tainted food is coming through some warehouse, and they don't know which one, where everything is shipped to. But the minute they announce to the public, which they have to, that they've got salmonella someplace, this warehouse cleans its act up real quick because they know the inspectors are coming, and when the inspectors get there, they don't find nothing.
That sounds like money is the driving force in that, doesn't it? Amen. Pastor Ralston.
The scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 6, I believe it's verse 19, that we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's particularly for the believer. What God is trying to tell us in His Word there is that we should honor the Lord with our body. Everything that we intake, everything that we do with it. If we make an extra effort to honor the Lord with the way we live, I tell you what, it cancels out a lot of troubles. We've seen an attitude today that says, well, you know, this is my own body, I can do with it whatever I want to. Well, that's a careless way of looking at things. And so as a result, people do very harmful things to their body, and then they wonder, why am I sick? It's because they didn't honor the Lord with it. And there are many ways, if we will read God's Word, that we can honor the Lord and prevent a lot of these sickness, diseases, and not have to take any drugs.
Amen. That's a good point. Pastor Evans.
Yeah. Every so often I have to go to the foot doctor to get my nails cut. My wife won't cut them and I can't cut them, so I end up going there and get them cut. And my lower back has been bothering me, so being he's a foot doctor, I asked him about that, and I've been praying about it, and I've already got a solution to it. It's not bothering me anymore, but he said, well, I can give you a prescription for 8-hour Tylenol. Take 3 a day. And just keep taking them, and you won't notice that your back is bothering you. I said, well, what will the Tylenol do? He said, well, the worst thing you can do is destroy your liver, but you can always get a new one. Now, that was his philosophy.
Lord, have mercy.
You're going to stick to my nails.
I'll tell you what. I learned a long time ago that these aspirin, whether it's acetaminophen or what's the other one? I can't remember the other one now, but that if you take enough of it, it will hurt your liver. Anything that's over the counter, if you take enough of it, you see your liver is your filter for your body. You think about your car engine. Just before your gas goes from your tank into your car engine, there's a filter. And without that filter, guess what would happen to your car engine? It would get all kinds of gook in it and stuff that's in that gasoline that comes out of many, many, many tanks it's been into, and it would clog your engine, and your engine would stop. That's basically what happens to your liver. Now, Pastor Evans, it seems to me that statement that that doctor made to you is a lie, because he said to you, you can always get a new liver. Well, that's not true. And even if you did get a new liver, do you imagine what kind of condition you'd be in? I mean, the rejection and the drug, it's just a drug-building situation. Pastor Ross and I were just talking, and this is Satan's desire.
Oh, yeah.
Satan's desire to destroy you, right?
That's true.
Amen.
You know, I knew the major thing that I needed was a thing that most of us don't want to admit. I needed to take some weight off. So I took 22 pounds off, and my back don't hurt like it did.
Amen.
I didn't have to take those Tylenol. I had to take the 10-finger push away.
Not to push up, but to push away, right? Amen. Well, I guess that's enough on the diseases aspect of this thing. But let's get into this disease called oil shortage. You know, we're all wondering, where is our next tank full of gas coming from? Because the budgets are not designed for it. The money doesn't seem to be there. $60 to fill your gas tanks, nothing anymore. Some people are paying even more than that to fill some of these big vehicles. Think of the truckers and the hundreds of dollars it takes to fill their tanks. I've heard some of them say it costs them $1,200 to fill up their diesel fuel tanks because they hold quite a bit, those big tanks do. So what's going on? Do you think this is a real oil shortage, or is it just a form of control? Pastor Alston.
It's definitely not the result of an oil shortage. I definitely believe it's control. I believe it's the last day, one world empire that Daniel talked about that would come forth that was more ferocious than all the four kingdoms that he had talked about, the Babylonian, the Greek, and the Medo-Persian Empire, and of course the Roman Empire. And what we're seeing is lies that are being promoted there to take down people and put them under their control. I definitely believe it's a control measure by the powers that are involved here.
Pastor Evans.
Yes, I agree. I'm seeing something that I've warned people about beginning to take place. They're starting to build new rail lines for the railroad. Somebody's got some big money, and they're helping to push this along that they can put the truckers back out of business and the train back into business. Now, they said on the national news, while it was on the internet that I was reading some national news, that we had them very concerned and worried because we were all backing off on using gas because of the price. So what did they do? They lowered the price of gas by $14 a barrel. Isn't that interesting? In other words, they want us to burn the gas. And if we back off, the prices are coming down. That tells me there's no shortage.
Amen. That's a good point. And I believe there is no shortage. I don't think there is any such thing as a shortage of oil. Because I think there's enough oil in the world right now without drilling any new holes to take us for a good long period of time. But at the same time, there's a lot of talk in the United States about becoming oil independent. I want to tell you something. It's all about control. I believe that with all my heart. And I don't care what anybody says or how much oil they have. They're still going to use it as a form of control, just like they're going to use food and water. But what do you brethren think that drilling off the coast of the United States, first of all, I don't believe it's going to hurt anything, or drilling in Alaska, even in that preserve, even if it doesn't hurt either of those two places to drill, is it really going to do any good at all? Pastor Evans.
I don't believe so. Even with the shale, there's a big talk on shale right now. That's where to buy your stock, so they're saying, because they're going to make fuel out of shale. I don't believe we're going to see the cost go down. I'm in agreement here. This is just a form of controlling us. I wouldn't be surprised if they start putting the stickers out like they did in the Second World War and only allowing you to drive so far that they can know exactly where you've been, where you haven't been, and control you.
Brother Evans, what year is your car?
2004.
2004. Since 1999, they have known exactly, or they could have known back then.
True.
But now you have to go, at least in New York State, you have to go get your car inspected. They plug it into a computer that goes directly to the government. The computer in your car talks to the government's computer, and they know exactly what you've been driving. They know exactly where you're going and exactly what you're doing. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if, say, 2002 and up, they even have a miniaturized GPS on those things so they can tell exactly all those things.
I believe so. It's been in our television. It's been in so many things. My grandson sent me a camera for my computer that I could sit there and watch him, and he could watch me as we talked. Well, I never hooked it up. And it wasn't long. I didn't say anything to him. He wrote back to me and said, "Don't hook that up, Grandpa. I found out that they can watch your whole inside of your house 24/7 without you even having the computer turned on." I thought, I already knew that.
I think that's one of the reasons why I never put a webcam on my computer, because of that fact. Right now, when I do the radio program, I have a studio microphone hooked up through a little box that goes through the USB port. And I disconnect that thing unless I'm using it, because even with the computer off, who knows what can be heard through that microphone, especially on broadband connections. I don't think it's so critical on a modem connection, but it can still be done.
You know, a question that I had was, you take General Motors, they're hurting right now because of their trucks and their SUVs. What they're forgetting is Americans, especially if you're big like me, and I'm not talking about really being fat or anything, but anybody that's big, we can't get in those little tiny cracker boxes that they got. We need something we can move in. Why haven't they thought about putting four-cylinder engines in there that could give you the 30 miles to the gallon instead of just getting rid of them and not making them no more? There's something fishy about it all.
I totally agree. Any comments, Pastor Alston?
Well, I was just thinking your comments about the gas and all. Pastor Evans and I were just talking just last Wednesday about possibilities of gas rationing. And the idea of control, you can almost see the potential of this because they have the information from our vehicles to how much we use, and they could come up with this idea that God has already shown him. And so you can almost see this happening in the short future where they would try this gas rationing, food rationing type thing just as further control over people's lives, even though there is no shortage.
Well, one of the ways they're planning on doing this gas rationing, I don't know if you, your brethren, have heard about it, but that is connected again to the computer in your car. And they're going to charge by the mile. They're going to tax by the mile. They're going to know from the computer in your car how many miles you've driven. And from what I understand, that will be a certain amount. If you cross a state line, that amount will increase. And every state line you cross, it increases more. So if that is true, and I don't know that it is, but this is being reported, if that is true, control is just around the corner. And they're going to tighten the clamps down because why would they want to do that? You may be thinking, why are you saying this? What are you talking about this for? Do you know that the Bible says that there is a world beast system that's going to come about, and that beast system is going to have a mark? Do you realize the Bible says that mark, I know everybody here does, that Bible says that mark is 666? Do you realize all this kind of control, this shortage, so-called shortage of gasoline, shortage of food, and there is a shortage of food, I believe that, because of all the flooding and everything else, the droughts and fires and so on and so forth, tornadoes and hurricanes and all this. Wait till this winter if you don't think there's a shortage of food, and you see what it's going to cost you for a tomato or a head of lettuce or something like this. This is all coming down to the mark of the beast. I think this is all in preparation for controlling the populations of the world to be dependent on the governments of the world so that they'll take this mark and be able to get the food they want, get the clothes they want. Of course, now, if you know your Bible and you're prayed up and you're a committed Christian, there's always the manna from heaven. Amen. Any comments? One comment. Pastor Evans.
Yes, I've been watching this, and I've always told people for 25 years probably, it's not who controls the money that controls the world. It's who controls the food. And true, we're getting down to that now, that because of everything that's going on, your one world government is moving this into being right now, that pretty soon, if you haven't got the mark, you're not going to be able to go to the grocery store unless you really know God well enough to put food on your table. You're going to starve to death.
This is happening so fast now, and it's coming down fast. And you better learn to pray. You better learn to read your Bible. You better learn to depend on God. Or you will depend on 666. That's your choice. Anyway, there's a new bill to allow HIV-positive immigrants, which is the politically correct term today for illegals, by the way, into the United States of America. This bill would overturn a law that has blocked their entry for years and years. If they've been diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, whatever, they're not allowed into the United States. Now, why would they want to overturn that with Senate Bill 2731 that's going to have a cost of $50 billion? And by the way, Pastor Evan just mentioned the food and the value of money. Listen, food may kind of cost more, but it's going to be worth more than your money. Your money is going down, down, down to where it's not worth anything. But $50 billion to bring in people that are sick, how do you think that's going to affect our health care system, brethren? Pastor Evans.
I believe it's just another form of control. Because they allow them in here, then who's going to take care of them? We have to. And if we have to take care of them, what's that going to do with the cost? It's going to skyrocket.
That's exactly what I think it's all about. I agree with you 100%. Why else would they want to bring in all these sick people? Now, you know what's going to happen. They're going to bankrupt our medical system. Our medical system is already, many hospitals down along the southern border near Mexico have already gone bankrupt because they have to treat these illegals and they don't pay. They can't pay. And it's getting so you and I can't pay either. That's the real problem here. We can't pay for our gas. We can't pay for our food. We can't pay for our clothes. But you know what? God has the answer.
That's right.
And if you will look to Him, you will get your answer. When the Israelites were in the desert for 40-some-odd years, taking their little old laps around Mount Sinai, if you don't know about that, it doesn't exactly say that in the Bible, but it's there. I just call it laps around Mount Sinai because they couldn't get it right. Take another lap, you know. And you know what? Their clothes didn't wear out. Amazing. Their shoes didn't wear out. Manna fell from heaven. Quail fell from the sky. I mean, goodness. I mean, all provided for by God. So you're in big trouble if you can't depend on a God that can help you. Pastor Ralston.
Yeah, it's coming down to this. You know, who are you going to depend on? Is it going to be God or is it going to be the government? This is the test that each person is going to have in these days ahead, is how much are they relying on the government for their answer or how much are they relying on God for the answer? I've seen, I don't know how true it is, but I've seen movies where it depicted that the Roman Empire, during their reign, they would say that the government was God. And then, of course, the rulers themselves were gods. Here we're seeing history repeat itself all over again. So here we go. What God will you serve? Who is your God? Is He the true living God that made the heaven and the earth? Or are these? Is it these pretenders who say they're God in this government? It's a choice that we all need to make.
We are definitely seeing something, though. Those of us that are trusting God 100%, pressing into the fullness of the things that God has for Him, we're seeing some of this. Matter of fact, he was sharing with us today that how he got
355 miles on only three quarters of a tank.
How about that? Now, he hasn't got one of those cars to get 30 miles a gallon, I'll tell you that. And I see that with my SUV that gets 18 miles to the gallon. I used to fill it up every 9 days, and now I'm running 3 weeks. I mean, God is doing something. And the rest of you can have the same things we are. We're just putting our total trust in God. If I had to fill that up every week at $75 or better, that would be an ouch.
Well, I got to agree with that. I was offered an SUV, a Ford Explorer XL, for a price that you just would not believe. I mean, it was rock bottom cheap. And it only had 36,000. It was like brand new on it. And when I first got it, I got 18 once, 18 twice. Next 2 times, I got 16. And out of those times, I was looking at less than 200 miles on over a half a tank of gas. This last tank that I just put in there, I have gone over 200 miles, and I'm halfway between three quarters and a half a tank.
Wow, praise God.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's just like it's just set on full for over 100 miles, and it's never done that before.
I want to just cut in here because I filled that SUV up right after the round table you're listening to, and the calculation of the gas mileage, you will not believe, was 22 miles per gallon. Back to the round table.
So we're just sharing this with you to tell you, if your faith is up, your gas tank might be up. Glory to God. Hallelujah!
All right, hallelujah.
Now, we're not saying this is going to happen every time, but if you keep that faith up, you never know. You never know. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Johnson. I'm just believing for you that you will be blessed in these end times days that we live in. And when you do get blessed, please do not forget to pray about supporting these messages so that others may hear and be blessed like you have been blessed. When God speaks to you, please write SIGNS, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. Maranatha, our friends.